In reality, everybody is going to die. And this is the reality. As soon as you're born, it is known that you will one day face that reality. And that is the haqq. That is the reality. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul will taste death. Every soul will taste death. Even if you try to climb a tower and try to get away from death, you will not be able to get away from it. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ. Allah says, even if you will try to be in high towers, eventually that death will reach you. There's a story that Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah mentions, and that is the story in his explanation of Tafsir al-Fatiha. He says that there was a youth who basically was in Unayza, and he came up to the traffic light with his car, and the traffic light was red, and so he had to wait. And as soon as it turned green, he drove and he was killed. And the car had an accident and he was killed. So Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah asked the question, was his time, his appointed time, delayed? And the answer he said was no. His time came on time. And it needed that 30 second delay for his death to come on time. So everyone will die on time. And death is a serious matter indeed. Not just for the death of the scholars, but first and foremost, one has to reflect that one day we are also going to die. And what have we put forward? What have we put forward for the next life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. In Surah Al-Hashr, Allah says, O you who believe, fear Allah, and let every soul prepare for the next day. Let every soul prepare for the next day. And fear Allah, for Allah knows all that you're doing. Everything that you do is not hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to prepare for that next day. For the next day is going to be our reckoning, is going to be our hisab. Al-yawm amal wa ghadan hisab. Today, this life is for amal, for doing good deeds. And tomorrow is going to be the accountability. And then afterwards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Don't be like those who forget Allah, for in reality they forgot their own selves. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Allah made them forget their own selves. And they are the sinful ones. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those who turn away from His dhikr. فَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. Whoever turns away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will have a distressful life. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And we raise him on the day of judgment blind. قَالَ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. He said, oh my Lord, why have you made me blind when I used to see before? In this life I was able to see, I had sight. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. He said, such is so. The signs, our signs came to you and you forgot it. You were neglectful. You were heedless. And so today you will be forgotten. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave him.